Good morning. We have Mason Villarma, Wrangell's interim borough manager, and Sam Dapsevich, a public information officer for the Department of Transportation. Today is Friday, December 15th. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Doing great. Seems to be every day we make more and more progress, so get more optimistic about this thing.
Great. Mason, do you want to talk about the progress right now?
Yeah, just generally, I think we've seen a lot of movement in some of our public safety investments. So kind of from a forward-looking perspective is what we're most excited about right now. We just got $5 million the governor appropriated for our dam stabilization, which the landslide risk is evident up there, and so that's a really positive way to close out the week. And in terms of the response itself, DOT's been doing a great job. I believe that they're starting on the 72-inch culvert this weekend, so that's exciting. And looks like we're just kind of waiting on the weather for them to resurface, and open access will be in the next couple weeks, so not too far away. And we still have our scheduled times from 7 to 7:30. 12 to 12:30 and 4 to 4:30. I think those are all expected to remain consistent throughout the weekend. So, yeah, everything's kind of trending in the right direction, and we got a lot of movement on, monitoring and oversight. Weather stations are on their way, and the drone in the box. And we met with the Sitka Science Center yesterday regarding their SitkaLandslideRisk.org website and their advisory platform. So, a lot of things in the works, and working with Sitka City Manager on receiving their EOP and kind of redrafting it in the context of Wrangell. And yeah, a lot of irons in the fire, but things are moving.
Yeah, awesome. And I was going to ask you about yesterday's meeting about the advisory platform. How did that go?
Yeah, I think it's really, really great. It seems like a hot button issue over in Sitka, just from my initial meeting with them, just in the from the perspective of producing all that LIDAR data and showing the high-risk areas on a detailed map, can oftentimes preclude people from financing, or it can hike insurance premiums, or it can, restrain them from even getting insurance. So we want to be really cognizant of the information that we put out there. Obviously, we want to be transparent, but maybe the borough doesn't do that specifically, that function. So it might be a third-party function like Sitka does. And so we're just trying to balance it. I think, certainly we're going to have an advisory platform of sorts, but we believe that where people are living is a personal decision, and we don't want to preclude any further development on the residential side. So just trying to find that balance, and a lot more research needs to be done, but it's an expensive pursuit. I think the website alone was just $100,000. That's just the website, not the data and the maintenance of all the equipment. So we'll have to kind of reform. And I know the assembly in the last meeting had said they have an appetite for us to bring a pool of things in terms of equipment and communication systems as a budget amendment in the first meeting in January. So we're working on composing that list, and it's getting bigger each day, but I know that the time's right to get that through and boost our communication capacity.
Yeah. Okay. And so the next step is the budget meeting for that then.
Yeah, we'll just have a budget amendment on January 9th. Obviously, we didn't put that in our FY24 budget, but that will show up under the fire department, water and wastewater. So, yeah, working with Tim Bunesse, he's our comms expert within the borough, and we'll definitely make some improvements there.
Great. Awesome. And do you have any other updates?
Not that I can think of right now. I think that's about it.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sam, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I think we're also seeing good progress down there at the road on Zemovia Highway by the landslide site. We, like Mason said, the 72-inch culvert work will be taking place today through the weekend. I was told that there's an electrician lined up for getting wiring in for the drone in the box. And I assume that'll also be somehow connected with the weather stations. I'm not sure yet. That might be solar, but we're looking forward to getting those weather stations installed so we can start collecting, the important data to keep track of monitoring the soil moisture levels, the intensity of rainfall, and all those sorts of things. And then we've got concrete lined up. I saw through our internal messaging app this morning that they're working on figuring out how to form up and make sure the concrete is warm enough when they pour it, and you know, take care of all those technical things that so you can get a good strong pour that sets up properly. And so yeah, work is continuing very heavily out there and also behind the scenes.
Okay. And did any work happen over the last couple days?
As far as I know, there was work involving getting, you know, mobbing out the 72 inch culverts. They had to get some bands and some bolts and things. And they were also working on getting some stuff shipped down there. I don't know. I did get a picture of work on Thursday, but I didn't get anything yesterday, so I couldn't tell you for sure if they were digging or not yesterday. Oh, I did hear that they were working on building up the embankment on the shoulder on the water side of the road. So,
okay, and yeah, that side was the drop off, correct?
Yeah, that's where a lot of material washed away, and we need to get a lot of material back in there to build it up and have a safe shoulder there. So,
okay. And so the 72 inch culvert is going to begin, the work on that will begin tomorrow.
I think it's already begun. I don't know exactly what they're doing today, but I do know that they're going to work from the water side up, and they can add material and kind of build it over that. I mean, that's a 6 foot culvert. So it's a lot of material has to be dug out, and then a lot has to be put back in. So what I was told yesterday is it works better to start on the downhill side and work your way up. So that's what they'll be doing.
Great. Wonderful. And what work are we expected to happen for next week?
They should be getting ready. As soon as that culvert is installed, they should be forming up. Cause you know, you can't just pour the concrete out on the gravel. They've got to build forms to contain it when they pour it. So that work will be starting as soon as the culvert work is done. And of course, you know, with the disclaimer, all of this is weather permitting. If we get extreme weather, we'll have to delay a little bit, but right now it's looking good. Keep moving.
Great. Could you say exactly what the weather stations will measure?
They're going to measure rainfall levels, intensity of rainfall, wind, soil moisture. I think there was another factor, but I can't remember it. But those were the ones that I can remember off the top of my head. And that data will help us. You know, we keep track of it over time, along with the drone mapping data. We can, you know, advise people on safety on the hillside, you know, what it's looking like. It's not an early warning system. It doesn't tell us, oh, a landslide's coming in an hour or something like that. But it does kind of give us an idea of changes that are taking place over time. So,
yeah, the more saturated soil will be or is, you know, that's sort of an alarm.
Yeah. And especially when it's saturated from one weather event and then another weather event rolls in, and then you've got, you know, nowhere for the water to go. That's when I think it gets more dangerous. So,
okay, great. And then add the winds, higher winds.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And you get the trees moving around and the roots shifting. And yeah, there's a lot of factors involved, but you get the idea.
Yep. And do you have any other updates for us?
Not at this time. We're just going to keep working away, and we do appreciate people's patience, as you know, sometimes we have to do last minute closures if they're, you know, digging things out and it's taken longer than expected. We will always try to get as much notice out as possible. And I'd ask that folks check our DOT Facebook page for those notices. I know Mason and the city have been great at sharing our updates, and we've tried to do the same with them. So
wonderful. And that we should expect flaggers this weekend, right?
I'd have to double check on that, but I did hear that that was the plan. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for keeping people informed.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you have a great weekend too.
Alrighty.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.